The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Where it's become more popular, I think, to tag a player and then to trade his rights or shop his rights. And I feel like that's more of a recent development. So that's always in the cards as well. I joke with you, RJ, a lot about the tag and trade that's going to happen with Dak. Dak Prescott to the Houston Texans, a little Texas for Texas trade.
So the lone hill to climb in that, you know, hypothetical, and where Dak Prescott has an enormous amount of leverage over the Dallas Cowboys, I suppose that's what we're here to do, is have the Dak talk, right? That's why I lift all these weights. is that Dak would have to sign the tag. Well, the Twitter is trade Dak to the Seahawks. That it wouldn't be that cut and dry.
And that's part of the trade too. And that's a good job by you to mention that. So if a team does want to trade the player that is franchise tagged, the agent has to agree probably to a long-term deal with the new team, which you see will sometimes happen. That's exactly what happened with Frank Clark coming to the Chiefs, where they were able to come up with a long-term deal. He signed the franchise tag. He was moved. They signed the new deal, yada, yada. Away you go. And so, yes, that does come into play where the player really has to agree with where he's going as well.
Right. So it would be very, very, very unlikely for Dak Prescott to sign the tag, which would make moving on from him in that capacity very difficult for the Dallas Cowboys. I've said if the Cowboys wanted to move on from Dak by way of improving for Russell Wilson, hypothetically, they would ultimately probably get nothing for Dak. They would have to simply take the tag off or not tag him altogether and just let him hit free agency and get a third-round compensatory pick next year. So if a player is tagged for a second year in a row, Kirk Cousins very publicly chronicled this, they receive 120% of the previous year's salary cap number. And if there is a third tag in a row, a player's salary cap increases 144% over the previous year's salary. So again, once a player gets that initial tag, you can do the math on this. And so that's where Dak is in a really interesting position. Dak Prescott was offered a five-year deal by the Dallas Cowboys last year. Doesn't want that. Wants to be on the same pace as everybody so he can get another bite at the apple much quicker, just like everybody else. Now, the thing about this is last year, Dak Prescott got paid $31.4 million to play up through almost all the way through week five. This year, right, if they tag him, the value is approximately, we're rounding up here, $38 million. Next year, it would be $54 million approximately, which is why you've likely heard, loyal listener, people say if the Cowboys tag Dak Prescott this year and he plays it out, he's gone next year, because there's no way they can afford to pay him $54 million next year. At that point, Pete, however fair or unfair, his market rate is $54 million a year as deemed so by the franchise tag. Now, a lot of people, we'll get to this much later, spoiler alert, a lot of people have kind of seen some tea leaves with the Carolina Panthers releasing a couple of veterans and wondering if they're making room for one Deshaun Watson. Now, I wrote over the weekend at Blogging the Boys, if the Cowboys are truly, you know, going to get this done, and they do have technically until, you know, July 15th, but we should start to see the releasing of different veteran players. We've started to see that around the NFL, right? Different cap adjustments being made, and we haven't
especially
seen that
from
the
New
Cowboys.
Orleans, because they really needed to make room. There are teams that really need to make some space.
Right, the Packers making space as well, and so the Cowboys haven't done that. And there's no need to panic on that front yet if you're a Cowboys fan, but it's possible that if my point is, if we start seeing some different cuts this week, for example, that would, I hate to celebrate anybody getting cut or released, but that would seem to indicate that they are, you know, creating space for Dak Prescott. But here's the thing, Pete. Dak Prescott now is set to make $38 million this year on the franchise tag if it comes to that. $54 million next season on the franchise right. tag if it comes to that. If you're Dak Prescott's agent, you do the math there. That's $92 million over the course of the next 2 years. It is fully 100% guaranteed. 92 divided by 2, I'll save you the math. That's $46 million a year. So right now, if you're arguing for Dak Prescott, his market rate is as so deemed by the franchise tag. That's what you're betting against right now. You're not betting against right. Russell Wilson's contract or anybody else. It's $46 million a year, and he's getting $92 million fully guaranteed over 2 years. So if you're Dak Prescott, why would you sign something worth $100 million guaranteed over 5 years? You know what I mean? Like, why would you surrender sure. 3 years for $8 million total guaranteed?
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.